Now, your Real Estate Insider with Dr. Chuck Fury. His mission is to make real estate easy, lucrative, and fun. Whether you're a seasoned real estate pro or just looking for a way to buy your first home, Dr. Chuck will draw on 25 years of intensive real estate experience to get the answers you need. From the simple to the complex, he'll fill you in on trade secrets the pros use to get their advantage and give you deeper insight into how real estate can help you realize your dreams. And now, here's your Real Estate Insider, Dr. Chuck Fury.
Hello, folks. Dr. Chuck here. Great to be back with you. Real estate is a fascinating commodity, and I'm here to talk about it. I've been in the real estate business over 25 years. My mission is and has been to bring insider strategies to you and my clients. I have 25 years of experience, and I'm ready to share it. So I hope you will contact us with any questions or comments at any time. We'll give you numbers and contact information later. I want to welcome Mike Staton, my great and able sideman at Stanford Property in Palo Alto. Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing, Chuck?
Good. I'm doing terrific. Thank you for asking. So, Mike, got a little humor here, but I think congratulations are in order, are they not?
Oh, well, thank you very much. I did get engaged recently, and I'm very happy. My beautiful fiance Desiree said yes. So,
oh man, that's the only thing to say to Mike Staton. I've known you for 14 years.
Yeah,
ever since your Stanford days, and she's a lucky lady, and I'm sure you're a lucky guy too.
I certainly am.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you, everybody. I appreciate that.
Yeah, everybody in the studio is applauding. Oh, look, the champagne's flowing.
Yeah,
oh.
I'm blushing now.
Yeah. Right. Well, if I hiccup during the show, please forgive me.
That's okay. Now, we'll do a toast during the break.
We talk about transitions a lot in life, and most of our clients come to us because they are in some kind of what I call natural transition. There's different transitions in people's lives. And Mike, you're entering into a transition, which will be very exciting. You'll be sharing your life together with someone else. And that probably at some point will impact your real estate decisions and your financial decisions.
Most definitely. Most definitely. It definitely feels like a transition. And we do have actually programs for people in transition similar to myself and in other areas of their life as well.
Oh, you're absolutely right. When I was your age, excuse me for getting choked up here.
I'm honored.
Yes, right. Not supposed to do that on the radio. So, Mike, when I was your age, I went through a similar transition as well and bought my first house in those days, and I needed to buy it with an equity share program because I couldn't afford it myself. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I got involved in equity share and all the creative strategies that flowed from that. Over the years have helped other clients, and it all comes back to help everyone, really.
Yeah.
So what we do now, of course, is if someone is a starter, and that usually happens when they're about 20 to 30 years old, they're just starting to understand real estate and understand what they can do and what is their financial future really going to look like and what does it mean, then around, you know, somewhere between 25 and 55 years old, they become an accumulator. Mm-hmm. And I think that 20 to 30 year span is when they buy their real estate, they secure their investments, they create stability in their careers. And that's the big earning time for most people in that transitional time. And then there's a transition at the end of that where people start thinking about stabilizing their financial investments, not being so aggressive, not taking so much risk. Of course, the end game really is, and I'm not sure that's the right title for it, but the end game is what I call the enjoyer of life or the relaxer in life. And that's when you're, you know, usually 60 to 90 or 100 years old, hopefully 100.
Yeah.
And you've built up enough assets so you don't have to look back retrospectively and say, gee, I should have made different decisions. Gee, I wish I'd done this. Oh, why didn't I think about this when I was 35 or 50 or 60?
But right. And you also don't have to worry about managing those assets at
exactly.
that point.
Exactly. You don't want to do that. You should just be enjoying your life and enjoying the wonderful fruits of your labor over the previous years.
Mm-hmm.
So we have programs designed at Stanford Property for really every part of those transitional periods. We emphasize the enjoyer period and the stabilizer period with our legacy investment program, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It really helps bring that stability that people are looking for, and not just stability, but bring out the dead equity that might be sitting in their primary residence or in other real estate that they have.
That's exactly right. And when you work on real estate, of course, it's good to hire an excellent real estate broker to handle your transactions. If you have a family friend who's a broker, just make sure that you're being prudent about their background and their abilities in the marketplace. I saw a cartoon recently, and there's a real estate broker on the phone talking to his client, and he said, "If we fail to sell your home within 2 weeks, we will gladly refund every cent that you haven't paid us yet." And, you know, the funny thing about that is real estate brokers do not get paid until the end of the process.
Right.
And so that creates an interesting kind of financial transaction with their clients.
Yeah, yeah, it is interesting. And there's a lot of different types of clients and a lot of types of brokers and agents out there. But I think people are right to ask brokers, you know, can you do this for me? And have the broker, you know, explain what's possible and what they can do. Mm-hmm. I did see a kind of a funny little thing with some clients and a broker. The clients are saying to their agent, "All we want is a cozy little cottage with a charming rose garden and a white picket fence, 6 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, a private tennis court, and in-ground swimming pool for less than we're paying now in rent."
Well, we've had a lot of people come into our office and ask us for some pretty amazing things, but that's a new one.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But I think the point is well taken there. There are a lot of things that people want, and they want to get it all. And
right.
It depends on your situation, but we do everything we can to get the most out of people's situations. And we talk with them. We have them talk with their other advisors as well, you know, attorneys and CPAs, make sure that they're all on board with the programs that we have. Now, Chuck, you, of course, are an accredited wealth management advisor, but we still recommend that people talk with their professionals to make sure everything is agreed on.
Absolutely. And when they select a real estate broker or any financial advisor, important for them to interview these folks very, very exactingly. I mean, really ask all the questions that you need to ask. Make sure that they have a solid foundation, lots of experience. Ask for references, and just make sure you're in good hands with whomever you you decide to.
And we can help with that. You know, give us a call, 888 no taxes, and tell us what you're trying to do, and see what we can do. We're real estate brokers. We help people with their real estate investments. And mm-hmm. if you're working with somebody that you know, you're not so sure about, or even if you are, give us a call and we'll be able to help you figure things out.
Absolutely. And if you want to just pick our brain a little bit about some financial advisors or CPAs or attorneys that would be good for you, we'll be happy to give you not just one name, but we'll give you several names. And you can pick and choose the one that's best for you. We have no axe to grind. We just want to get you, as a listener, into the best possible financial situation you can be in. So, Mike, let's talk a little bit about our legacy triangle, because I think we spoke about that in a previous show. And do you remember what that looks like?
Yeah. So there's the three different parts of the triangle. And for one, you can have a free and clear home, which is very important. You can also have a self-directed portfolio of your own investments, and then a long-term annuity that is secured by real estate are the three different parts of our triangle.
That's right.
But I think that we were planning to do a little bit of a deep dive into a couple of those to explain how much each of those can benefit our clients.
Yeah. Well, the idea here is if someone has a home that they want to sell and they want to convert it into a retirement portfolio for themselves, simply create something that works better for them in their financial life, they typically want to diversify their assets a little bit, put some money in one basket, put some more money in a different basket, and as they're moving into the new transition, if it's a stabilizer or the end game play, they still want to make sure that their assets go into something that are secure and stable for their future. So why would we suggest a free and clear home?
For that security.
Yeah,
by having a free and clear, you don't have any lender or mortgager on your back and trying to, you know, make sure that you get those huge mortgage payments in every month. You know that all you have to take care of is your property tax and, keep your place insured and you're good and safe.
That's right. And that's why we diversify. That free and clear home will provide an inflation hedge for you in the future so that if there is appreciation or rampant inflation, that home will go up in value significantly, as we've seen previously. And that will help you not run the risk of your dollars losing value because of inflation. Then we also have the self-directed portfolio as part of this triangle, and also the long-term annuities, which we'll talk about after our break. But before we take our break, I'd like to ask the insider question, and this comes from an actual client of ours. If you are in a circumstance, Mike, where you needed some dollars, some fairly significant dollars, let's say $250,000, $300,000, to pay off some debts that were either on your property or were debts in your life that you needed to pay off to create stability and security for yourself so you could sleep at night. And let's say you don't want to sell your home and you don't have the ability to borrow money on your home for whatever reason, credit or financial situation. What could you do?
Yeah, that's a tricky situation.
Yeah.
But we do have a solution for that with our company, Stanford Property and Finance.
Yep, you bet. And after the break, we're going to take five now, Mike, but after the break, we'll talk about it. Stay with us, listeners, please, and we'll talk with you in a few moments.
For questions or comments about today's topic, send email to hidrchuck@gmail.com. That's hidrchuck@gmail.com. Or call 1-888-NO-TAXES. Now, back to your Real Estate Insider with Dr. Chuck Fury.
Welcome back, folks. Dr. Chuck here again, your Real Estate Insider. Thank you for listening, and thanks for staying with us. Right now, we've been talking about some interesting life situations and also interesting real estate situations. I have Mike Staton with us. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Chuck.
Mike just made an announcement to the public a few minutes ago.
I'm off the market.
Yeah. Oh, shucks. All those beautiful women there, they're just saying, doggone it, Mike's off the market.
I found a beautiful woman, and I'm happy.
So. Well, see, that's what's great. That is terrific. Well, let's go back to our insider strategies from the sacred to the mundane here.
Well, I think we were talking about our legacy triangle. We were doing a little bit of a deep dive, talking about the free and clear home aspect of it. But just before the break, you had brought up our legacy, or rather our insider tip we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you had asked a question, if somebody needs to pay off debts and they don't want to leave their house and they can't get financing, how are they going to be able to get the money to pay those off?
I've had so many clients over the years come to me after the fact, and they'll say, gee, I couldn't raise any money. I couldn't get a reverse mortgage. I couldn't create income on my property, so I had to sell it, and I paid thousands and tens and hundreds of thousands of capital gains tax. What should I have done? And I just scratch my head and say, you should have called us. 888-NO-TAXES. Give us a call. At least explore your options before you make a decision. Now, whether you're in foreclosure, for example, and your credit is ruined, and so you can't borrow on your property, or maybe there's tax liens on your property, maybe there's other issues that create a real problem for you in terms of borrowing. You can't borrow. You don't want to leave your home. You can do a traditional sale lease back, which means you do sell your property and then you lease back. And that will create, will give you what you're looking for. But it does create then a taxable event. And we have strategies to avoid those capital gains taxes that are endorsed and written into the IRS code. But if they sell it and lease back, there are certain limitations with what they can do with those capital gains tax exemptions.
Mm-hmm.
And so there has to be another way of doing this. And I bring this as an insider strategy today, Mike, because I find it a fascinating insider strategy. It's been used truly by insiders and probably no one else.
Mm-hmm.
But there are different ways to raise money with your property without mortgaging it, without going into debt. And essentially, you can divide your property into debt and equity. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you look at that debt and that equity in different ways, and put on a different prism, you can see, for example, that you can sell not your property, but you can sell a part of your property.
Mm. Yeah, just a little chunk.
Yeah, you could sell a portion of your property, a 20% interest, for example, if you wanted to. If you had a buyer, that's very difficult to find a buyer mm-hmm. to do that sort of thing. You can do that. That will be a capital gain, and you will pay some taxes on that. A more interesting strategy is to sell a partial interest in your property in a different manner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, properties can be divided up into ownership, or they can be divided up in the property itself into the benefits of the property. And you can take some of those benefits in the property and you can trade those or exchange those or sell those. And you can do it in such a fashion as to not create capital gains if you do it correctly.
And you're saying you can sell part of your property and not have to pay capital gains tax.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm going to put an asterisk on that.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to be reviewed by your financial accountant and your financial advisor. You can give us a call and discuss your situation with us, and we'll tell you, our understanding of what you can do and what we have done with many clients over the years. But we'll also tell you at the end of the conversation to talk to your own advisor and make sure that whoever is going to be advising you and doing your taxes is on board with this concept, this program. For example, there are people that sell air rights to their property.
Hmm.
Very unusual.
Yeah.
You know, there's a guy in Chicago. He's no longer with us, but many years ago, he was very clever. He bought railroad air rights. So when the railroads were going through it, he bought them for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
So the railroads were all in downtown Chicago going into the warehouses and out of the warehouses. He just went to the S&P and other railroad companies and said, I'll buy the air rights. You're not using them. And they said, yeah, sure, no problem. 50 years later, there's high rises that they have a carve out for the railroads to go underneath.
Yeah.
I mean, he in today's dollars would be a multi-billionaire.
Right.
A very clever man, and he sold the air rights. Well, consider this. Is that really far-fetched? It is in most cases, but if you own a second property and you have a view of a lake and someone else below you needs money, they could come to you and say, hey, would you like to buy my air rights? I'll sell you my air rights. If you don't buy them, you know, I could build a 2 or 3 or 4 story home, and you'll lose your view.
Right. Now, that's an interesting negotiation there.
Yeah, very interesting. Yes. So that's one thing. Selling another very interesting partial sale or a sale of benefit would be to divide the property into your life and someone else's life. For example, you can create a life estate for yourself in a property. And you can create what they call a remainder estate. That means that if you sell a remainder estate, that means you're selling to someone else the right to own that property after you pass away. But if you're in a situation where you don't need to preserve that property beyond your own death, and you can't mortgage it for whatever reason, you could go and sell a remainder interest in that property. Now, there are some tax consequences on that, and you should call us at 888-NO-TAXES to understand the tax consequences. But it can, in many instances, be a very, very interesting way of handling real estate and creating income for yourself that is most often overlooked. Most people don't even know what this is about. I have done these with people that need to do this and have no other alternatives. I had one woman in San Mateo who was trying to get a reverse mortgage, and she needed a lot of monthly income. And she had no heirs, and she had an advisor, and I got together with the advisor, and we consulted and came up with a plan for her to retain a life interest in her property. So she lived in the property the rest of her life, and she created the income and the amount of money that she needed for the rest of her life by simply selling a remainder interest in her property.
Well, that's a pretty incredible insider tip there that that fulfills all the requirements of the question that you brought up, where you pay off your debts and you don't want to leave your house and you can't get financing. How can you get that money? Exactly. Selling a life estate or selling a remainder estate and keeping the life estate in your property is a good way to do that.
Absolutely. And if people think it's super quirky and never heard of it before, it is used in estate planning quite a bit. As a wealth manager, I'm acquainted with a lot of these different strategies. And ultimately, the way to create a more advantageous probate situation is often where someone will give their wife, perhaps it's a second wife, they really want to bequeath the house to their children from the first marriage, mm-hmm. but they want to make sure that the second wife is taken care of, and so they will give her a life estate at the close of the estate, and she will retain possession for that property and all the rights and benefits until she passes away. And it's a nice way to defer, defer the transaction and the transition.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a pretty smart and advanced way to do it. Mm-hmm. We can help people do that. If people do have more questions or want to reach us for a way that they could structure that, 888-NO-TAXES is our number, or you can email us at hidrchuck@gmail.com, and we'd be happy to work with you on that.
We're happy to answer anybody's questions at any time. Well, terrific. So, Mike, that's one of the reasons, getting back to our previous discussion, about why I recommend when downsizers come to us and say, I want to go into something smaller and create a secure financial future for myself, I say, why don't you preserve a free and clear home for yourself?
Right.
And it'll be smaller. But ultimately, then you're never in that position where you have to divide benefits, because anybody will be able to help you in a free and clear home.
Right.
And it's providing you inflation hedge and all the rest of it. We also, in our Legacy Triangle program, create a self-directed portfolio out of the original home and a long-term annuity secured by real estate. I'm afraid we're getting close to our time here, Mike, and I don't know that we can talk about those two.
Yeah. I think those definitely deserve a lot more time to get into the details. But, it's a great trio of benefits Legacy Triangle provides. And if somebody wants to have some more information on those, they're welcome to give us a ring, 888-NO-TAXES, or, we can talk about them a little bit maybe next week.
That sounds great, Mike. Let's plan on doing that. Next week, let's do a deeper dive into the other two benefits in that trio. Unfortunately, our time is running close, and there's still a lot more to say, but we will be back next week, and we're looking forward to talking with all of you next week and hopefully giving you some more insider tips that will stimulate your creativity and let you understand that real estate can be easy, lucrative, and fun. Your life can be easy, lucrative, and fun, and you can use what you already have to create the life you deserve. Until next week, thank you, Mike, for joining me.
Thank you.
And we'll be talking next week. Have a wonderful week.
This has been your Real Estate Insider with Dr. Chuck Fury. It's his mission each week to make real estate easy, lucrative, and fun. If you have a specific real estate challenge or story you'd like to share with Chuck, just send an email to hidrchuck@gmail.com. Again, that's hidrchuck@gmail.com. Or call 1-888-NO-TAXES. That's 1-888-NO-TAXES. Be sure to listen again next week and every Saturday at 2 p.m. for deeper insight into how real estate can help you realize your dreams. Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the station, its management, owners, or advertisers, and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with the appropriate advisor before making any investment or financial planning decision. Stanford Property and Finance, BRE number 889106.